People work for a lot of reasons: fulfillment, pride, feeding and sheltering themselves and their families. Most federal workers have a little money left over after the basics are met, so they buy things, and things often beget more things. So the question comes up, can money equate with happiness? Here with some insight is Arthur Stein, certified financial planner with SPC Financial in Rockville, Maryland. Good morning, Art. Nice to have you on.
Hey, Tom. How are you doing?
Okay. Now, people do react and interact with money differently. What have you found over the years?
Well, according to a recent article in the New York Times by Stephanie Rosenblum, money can buy some happiness if you spend it the right way. And she is writing about a latest round of research about something called emotional efficiency, which means getting the most happiness for each dollar you spend. And what these academic studies are showing now is that people are happier when they spend money on experiences instead of material objects, when they relish what they plan to buy long before they buy it, and when they stop trying to outdo the Joneses. So what it means, Tom, is that things like trips and concerts and entertainment, sports classes and family activities are much better at making you happy than spending money on things like jewelry and clothes and new cars. And one of the reasons is that spending on leisure strengthens social bonds, strengthens relationships and creates relationships, and that helps increase happiness.
So how do you know when you are spending too much? Is it possible to kind of figure out your own efficiency of dollar happiness?
Well, I don't know about that. And I'm, you know, you're spending too much when you're spending more than you make and you're not saving and investing. And of course, that deals with another source of happiness, is that a lot of studies show that when people feel in control of their lives, they're much happier than when they don't. And there's nothing that will make you feel less in control than being in debt, spending more than you make, you know, having to worry about how you spend each dollar.
And I imagine, yeah, that idea of spending on things bringing less satisfaction could contribute to that sense of not being in control. I'm thinking of people like who collect things. And of course, once you start collecting, then there's really no end to it. So it seems to be something that you would constantly be chasing with your precious dollars.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things, you know, money does buy happiness to a certain degree when you have lower levels of income and your income goes up and then, you know, you lead a more comfortable existence. But again, other studies have shown that, you know, having too much wealth is not good, because too much wealth reduces your ability to enjoy life's smaller pleasures, and because wealthier people frequently do fall into the trap of trying to outdo other wealthier people, and then they never have enough money.
Yeah, I'm thinking of that couple, the name escapes me for the moment, that owns the Los Angeles Dodgers, which they bought with borrowed money, and immediately their marriage started falling apart, and it's one of the great scandals going on out in Los Angeles is who's going to get the Dodgers when those two finish their divorce.
Yeah, big lawsuit. I mean, like, if you're trying to collect athletic teams, that may not make you as happy as just participating in athletics.
And so how can this translate into investment strategy, do you think?
Well, in terms of investment strategy, you know, the more you invest, the more you're going to feel in control of your life. But this is more a budget strategy, that try and spend more money on experiences, you know, trips, entertainment, family events, and less money on fancy clothes, new cars that you don't need, the latest shoes or luggage or handbags or whatever. That's really never going to end up in happiness.
Well, it's a good thing Amy Morris is not here this morning. She has the day off. I'm sure she would take exception to at least the idea of not buying more shoes. But we're speaking with Arthur Stein.
I'm not near that.
No, I'm not either. We're speaking with Arthur Stein, certified financial planner. So life experiences are something that looks like people should be buying, and travel and so forth. And even that, though, can have a range of price tags. You
sure
can stay at the at the Ritz in Paris for $900 a night, and you can also stay in a little hostel somewhere. And so how do you balance that, I wonder?
Well, I think that, you know, you'd be better off taking more trips and spending and, you know, being in less expensive hotels than taking fewer trips and trying to stay in the Ritz. And one of the nice things about trips, one of the reasons that generates a lot of happiness, is we tend to plan those far ahead, and that gives us a lot of time to anticipate the experience, which generates happiness. And then when we're back, we can reminisce for years, and that generates happiness.
And sometimes even when trips go wrong and terrible things happen, and what you expected does not turn out, very often that itself can make for good memories once you get out of the immediate experience, presuming no one's hurt or injured.
Yeah, I mean, the unexpected can be exciting and entertaining, but the other thing is when we reminisce, we tend to forget the bad things and just remember the good things. I mean, our reminiscences, you know, tend to be seen through rose-colored glasses. And so even the bad parts of the trip, you know, the hotel problem, whatever, we tend to forget about that and just think about the fun that we had.
Yeah, you know, I remember a time when I was very young and stayed somewhere with no running hot water in Europe. There were times when there was no, you could find a hotel that only had cold water. And now you laugh about it 20, 30, 40 years later, but at the time it wasn't much fun. And so when you are advising people on investment strategies, feds who may need to balance their TSP, does that come up for financial planners, the idea of the total approach to a financial life?
It does. You know, I mean, I try and talk to my clients about what they're doing, what they're enjoying, what they do for fun, what bothers them financially, what are their concerns. And, you know, I'm not in the business of telling people how to spend their money, but clearly, you know, what makes them happy, what doesn't, and is an important issue, and it is something that we speak about.
Well, interesting discussion, and I'm sure we'll continue it. Arthur Stein, Certified Financial Planner. Have a great weekend.
You too, Tom. Thanks.
And you can read all of Art Stein's columns, by the way, here at federalnewsradio.com.